Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Jim Clifton, the CEO of the Gallup organization, Gallup.com. I encourage you to check them out, folks. And of course, I know you're consumers of their research all the time. If you read my stuff very much, you don't go very long without me having some kind of a reference to some excellent work that they've done. Jim, thanks again for being here. Folks, he's the author of the book called The Coming Jobs War, which just opened a lot of folks' eyes, including mine, a couple of years ago. Jim, can you give us an update on that? What the future of work? Are you worried about people actually about us having jobs for people 5-10 years from now? That I mean, we talked about productivity earlier. Who's productivity? Machines or people?
Well, my concern, and I don't want to be over dramatic, is that the whole world productivity GDP is grinding down, which means human development is grinding down. When human development grinds down, it means that humans, who the great global dream right now is to have a good job. There's 7 billion people, 5 billion adults, and of those 5 billion adults, 3 billion of them say to us, what I want more than anything in life is to have a good job because it gives me dignity and it allows me to buy the things I want, and I can have a family, and I can be respectful, and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. There's only 1.2 billion real jobs in the world, so you could argue that there's more than 50% real unemployment in the world. Here's the thing. As long as that's improving, I think we're okay, Jim. When it's in decline, then I think... But when we go back to Egypt, Tunisia, and Bahrain, the mount, what we find is that the GDP, things were going okay there, but young males were cycling out of the workplace. They didn't have real full-time
right.
jobs. But I think until we fix, but the only thing that fixes it is startups and scale-ups. Mm-hmm. What we need is I've kind of quit using the word entrepreneur because it gets baggage. Some people think innovators are entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs create customers. Inventors don't.
Right.
I always say the same thing, but innovation has no value at all until a customer standing mm-hmm. next to it. So what I've been calling them are builders, but the world needs a builders movement, because if we don't, I think there's a potential for us to be headed toward worldwide chaos. Only jobs will stop it. You can't fight your way out of worldwide chaos.
One of the things that we're seeing that's probably some kind of an offsetting factor there, though, is the birth rate in other countries like Japan and Europe. The birth rate is declining. And so, do you see a time when the population growth of planet Earth will decline?
Well, remember, it's actually increasing right now, Jim. But where you're right is increasing at a decreasing rate. So although it's going up, it means that it hits an arc and then starts going down. And yeah, definitely, yeah, we'll start having negative birth rates. I don't know if it'll be in our lifetime, but very soon we start hitting global. The whole world becomes Japan.
Right. America, you know, if it weren't for immigrants, America would be declining,
oh my gosh,
wouldn't we?
Yeah. If it wasn't for the, I almost said Mexicans, but because it's 80%, but if it wasn't for Hispanics coming up mm-hmm. from the South, our birth rates, this country's birth rates would really
Which you
have
might
a problem.
Say from a standpoint of providing jobs and providing you know, a life for those people, you might say, well, that's not a bad thing, but we still have the old folks who are here who are expecting promises that were made to them in the 20th century mm-hmm. to be fulfilled in the 21st century, and if there's not enough young people to do that, that's where the chaos comes in, isn't it?
Yes, and you get chaos in the countries dependent upon what the expectation is. The problem with the expectation in the United States of America is that we live so far ahead of the rest of the world. You think about you've been to Mexico City or mm-hmm. India or somewhere, what poor looks like there. Mm-hmm. What we call poor in America, there aren't even hungry people in America.
Poor people in America means you only have one flat screen TV.
But unless we keep our GDP. We're 25%. Only 330 million Americans are 25% of all the money in the world.
Yep.
But unless we keep that, one of the problems we have, though, is, speaking of jobs, is that you and I were talking offline there about institutions of trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we keep saying that 10 million jobs have been created since 2008, and they have. But here's something: how many of them are part time or temporary? 94%.
Wow.
You've got to Google it to believe it. And it was done by Alan Krueger, who was
right.
Obama's chairman of his
94%.
Economic council.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Unflattering number.
Hey, Jim, will you come back and keep us up to date on these things?
Yeah, you bet. And when you're in D.C., if you're here this spring, I'd love to take you out on the Chesapeake. I've really got this figured out.
I'd love to make that trip.
How you catch these rockfish.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Jim Clifton, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, the CEO of Gallup, Gallup.com. Check them out. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.